Hello, readers. Welcome to the Reader Club. I'm your host, Randall Murphy, and this is a channel that discusses books from a Christian perspective. I'm a parent, and from one parent to another, I know how tough it is to find good books for your kids. I was an English and theology major in university and grad school, so please allow me to help guide you with great book recommendations. I will be reviewing middle grade to young adult books mostly. I hope to get to some adult novels as this show progresses and I get used to this whole podcasting thing, but for right now I'm going to stick to the kid books. You see, this whole idea came about as I tried to look for book reviews for my kids. It was near impossible to find good book reviews. Even if I did find some reviews, they were too objective. Now, objectivity is great in most circumstances, but not for what I needed. I wanted a Christian worldview and a biblical lens. I just couldn't find anything on that. I don't intend to shut out books or media or shield my kids from the world. As Christians, I believe we should be a light to the world. Instead, I would like to journey with them and have open discussions on the things they read or watch. I also want to make sure that what they are reading or watching is appropriate for their age. Of course, there are things out there I do believe Christians should refrain from reading or watching, but mostly we can just discuss it. The trouble is that discussing things is the difficult road, and shutting out is the easy one. But that's what I'm here for. I started reading middle grade and young adult books. Well, that's not entirely true. I've kind of always read and loved middle grade and young adult books. They're my bread and butter. I thoroughly enjoy them. But I began buying more books in that age range simply to know what's out there. I now buy the new or popular books that bookstores market, online or in store. My kids, probably like your own, are reading more now. And as they're reading more, the books are getting older with new themes, romances, and worldviews that sometimes I don't even know about. Some of these are contrary to the biblical worldview, but really many aren't. And most sit in some sort of gray area. I think it's this gray area that needs the most discussion with my kids. Discussions I hope to give you insight to with your kids. So, subscribe and get notified of my new episodes when they drop. Or hit up my website and subscribe to my newsletter at randallmurphy.com. Until next time, have a good read.